Have you had somebody look at you up and down, checked out your body the moment you told them that you taught yoga? Well, we are going to talk all about this and what it means if you're a yoga teacher who can't do all the poses. I'm Bree Johnson of Heart and Bones Yoga, and I am so happy to have you here with me today and here in season 3 of the Move with Love podcast. Okay, let's go back to that look up and down. Truly, like, how many times has somebody given you that look up and down once you tell them you're a yoga teacher? So you know what I mean? It's you say that you teach yoga, they immediately look at your body, scanning you up and down and seeing if you fit into what a yoga teacher looks like. And here's the thing, my friends, I'm pretty sure they're not even aware that they did that, because that's just how ingrained it is. That being our perceptions of what yoga teachers should look like. And our culture has created the image of a yoga teacher to be, I'd say, pretty thin, flexible, the picture of health. And how many times have you heard things from people after you tell them you teach yoga, saying things like, oh, you do yoga? You must be so flexible. Oh, you do yoga? You must be so calm. So again, there's all these unconscious stories about what a yoga teacher should be, and they're deeply internalized in our culture. And it really shows up in those small but very telling moments when the gaze moves to your body the moment you say yoga. So no wonder so many teachers doubt themselves and feel like they need to change parts of who they are in order to be a good teacher. But what is a good teacher? Truly, this is the question we are going to ask. And one of the things I like to start with is really thinking, well, a good teacher has nothing to do with what poses you can or can't do. So when we have that perception, can we see how ableist that line of thought is and how far away from the actual practice of yoga that is? Because we all know, hopefully, that, and of course, if we're teaching yoga, we hopefully have it etched into our hearts that yoga is so much more than how we look, how we move. This is a deeper practice of self-awareness. But it's easy to forget that when we're teaching primarily asana and movement-based classes, and especially in the culture that we live in, where our bodies are on display, our bodies are a perceived reflection of our health and wellness. And that, of course, shows up in yoga. But let's first figure out what a good teacher is, starting with what a good teacher isn't. So for me, a good teacher is not how many advanced poses you can do. And really, what is advanced anyways? That's a whole other conversation. A yoga teacher is not how relaxed and calm you always are. Or a yoga teacher is not, and this one's my favorite, the amount of hours spent practicing and meditating each day. And I'm sure we could list so many more of these, but ultimately these are all unrealistic expectations, and yet expectations, I think, in a lot of ways that people have on what yoga teachers should be like. And here's the other thing, if somebody was also able to do all of those things for some reason, that doesn't even necessarily mean that they're a good teacher, because a good teacher is a kind of subjective definition. It's really going to vary in a lot of different ways. You could be teaching the most perfect sequence you've ever created, teaching with beautiful, clear cues, showing up with the most confidence and care that you've ever had, walking away from that class feeling like, yes, this is the best class I ever taught. And there will be someone in that class who likely didn't resonate with you or the class. Purely subjective. And on the flip side of this, you could also be teaching a class where you messed up your left and rights, forgot one side, second-guessed some of your cues or parts of your sequence, and there will always be someone in that class who really enjoyed it and they really enjoyed you. Because here's the thing that I really hope we remember all the time. We will never be the teacher for everyone. It's simply impossible. Which means, I love this, which means you do not have to work to please everyone in your class. And learning to be okay with this means that the pressure to be a good teacher starts to lessen and you can focus on the things that make you you, which ultimately is part of what makes you a good teacher. Truly, when we can show up in ease in who we are, that goes such a long way. Now that we've talked a little bit about what a good teacher isn't, let's see now what a good teacher is. And again, this is a subjective list, but these are the things that I came up with in my experience. And before even coming up with that list, for you, because I recommend you coming up with your own version of this list, first start with thinking about taking a moment about the people you consider to be good teachers. And that can be a yoga teacher or not. And those good teachers, what are the qualities that you like about them? What do they do that makes you feel like a good teacher? How do you feel in their classes? How do you feel when they're around them? Start to really notice, and as always, like I like love to encourage us, write this stuff down. Create a list. What do those people embody good teaching? I'll give you an example for me. When I think back to good teachers that I've had, a few stand out for different reasons, but there's this one teacher that really showed me what good is in a really unique environment and concept. So she was a Kundalini yoga teacher, and Kundalini yoga was never a style of yoga that I was particularly interested in. And in fact, I have been known to have a lot of opinions about, but that's a different story. Nonetheless, a friend of mine took me to her class, and while I didn't resonate with the Kundalini movement, and approach, she actually had made the class really enjoyable. The kindness and humor that she taught with transcended my opinions about Kundalini yoga, and I was actually able to enjoy being in the space that she created. And I love this example because it shows that it wasn't about what she was teaching, it was how she was teaching. Because I enjoy classes that aren't too serious or precious and with a lighthearted approach, and she absolutely had evident care and a lack of judgment. All of these things in which she embodied made the class enjoyable, even if it was a style that I didn't really like. So, which to me shows us as a great example that a good teacher is human. A good teacher is imperfect. A good teacher shows up how they are as they are. A good teacher is professional. A good teacher teaches in accessible and inclusive ways, thinking about how best to support the people in their classes. And a good teacher reminds people that yoga is more than poses and encourages people to do this inner work with compassion and care. Now, the list goes on, and did you notice of what I didn't say what a good teacher was? I didn't say that a good teacher can do all the poses. Let's unpack that for a bit. Why do we think that a good teacher can do all the poses or should do all the poses? That short answer is because that's how yoga is portrayed in our world. It's back to that looking you up and down when you tell people that you teach yoga. But my friends, the good news is that you can change those perceptions when you show up as yourself. I know it's not always easy, but that's part of our work as teachers, showing up as ourselves. And of course, when you have a good basin of understanding applied anatomy also helps, because then you're able to apply that anatomy into constructing, deconstructing a pose to be able to offer different variations to the people in your classes. So bringing anatomy and confidence to be yourself goes a long way. So yeah, if you can't do a one-armed handstand backbend with your leg around your head, if that's even a thing, who cares? And really, on so many levels, who cares? But with a good base of applied anatomy knowledge, with a good foundation of trusting yourself, trusting in who you are, trusting that you're not going to be the teacher for everybody, it's impossible. Nobody is the teacher for everybody. And the way that you can be the teacher and show up in your beautifully imperfect self is to have that self-confidence, to do the work of the inner work, the heart work, not hard work, but heart work, which can be hard work, but that work of our inner journey of yoga, loving ourselves, knowing ourselves, accepting ourselves, and then embodying that and inviting the people who do resonate with your classes to find that within themselves. And then we are teaching yoga. So who cares what the heck a yoga body is? And when you, and if somebody's looking us up and down and making their judgments, that's on them. We learn to have that confidence to be who we are as we are. Okay, so as always, if this resonated with you, share this podcast. like and follow the podcast. Find me at heartandbonesyoga.com. Find me at Heart and Bones Yoga on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all those social media channels. But most importantly, if you're a teacher wanting a little bit more love and support, we at Heart and Bones have so many ways to support you through our Heart and Bones 200 and 300 hour yoga teacher trainings online. We have global network of teachers, hundreds that we've taught over the years and certified. And then of course, Heart and Bones online studio, where it's a beautiful resource for you as a teacher to move with love, to learn and explore and find this confidence in not just anatomy and movement, but in yourself. Thank you for being here with me, my friends.